This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. Just north of Baltimore's downtown, there's a light rail stop, a metro station, and a set of 1950s-era government buildings. The 28-acre site that comprises all that is called State Center. It's a part of West Baltimore that abuts Bolton Hill and the McCullough Homes community. But to the south and east, it's cut off from Mount Vernon and University of Maryland Medical Center and other communities by Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Howard Street. For years, developers and community leaders have seen in State Center the potential to support shops and updated office space. But the redevelopment has been stalled for various reasons, and we'd like to understand why and what's happening now. So we invited John Kyle. He's lived in nearby Bolton Hill for about three decades, and he's now president of the State Center Neighborhood Alliance, a coalition of a dozen surrounding neighborhoods. John Kyle, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for letting me be here.
So let's start briefly with some history. State Center was an urban renewal project in the 50s. What was the thinking behind developing the site at that time?
It was, I think, a way of putting office space into underutilized parts of the city. There was an historic street grid. There were homes there, but they were underutilized. It was not a popular place to live. They said, let's bulldoze it, let's build offices and bring things together.
And as you see it, what are residents' major concerns with State Center today?
The same reasons that made it a good idea to put it there is now a good reason to try and make a big change. It's a stumbling block. It's in the way of folks traveling from one neighborhood on the east side or the west side to go back and forth to the other. There's no magnet. There's no center. There's no middle. There's no meeting ground. It could be that if we got behind a good redevelopment.
Well, the redevelopment that's on the table, as I understand it, took shape about 10 years ago.
Correct.
While Bob Ehrlich was governor. It included mixed-use development with a grocery store and a charter school that would take advantage of all the public transit that's close by. What has kept the project on hold for so long?
It started off taking time because the private developer and the public partners, the state, took the time to engage the neighbors, to engage the nearby residents in various stages of planning. You know, well, what do you want? You know, and how should it look like? And you know, they'd present an idea and say, no, that's not exactly what we want. They'd go back to the drawing board and make changes. They didn't make every change that the neighbors asked for, but they made lots of changes. And it took time to go back and forth between the public and private partners and the residents. It's a big project. It's 28 acres. It has the potential of being a $1.5 billion effort over 10 or 15 years. It's big. So it took time to put all the pieces in place. As the pieces came into place, there arose some concerns from some in the city that this was the wrong time, the wrong place, the wrong project, and raised questions about it very late in the game and ultimately sued and stopped it until the lawsuits were resolved, which took nearly 5 years to resolve. And the lawsuits said, okay, the development can go forward. You know, the plaintiffs in the lawsuit lost at multiple levels. And so where we are now is that the lawsuit settled, the project can go forward, but we've had a change in governmental administration. There's a change in party, not only a change in governor, but a change in party, which has meant that there's a lot of rethinking and reconsidering again because it's part of a new administration. We don't have an answer at this point. We're waiting.
On WIPR, this is Maryland Morning. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with John Kyle, president of the State Center Neighborhood Alliance, a longtime Bolton Hill resident. We're talking about plans to redevelop State Center. So we don't know where the Hogan administration is on this.
That's correct. We're hoping at this point that silence means that positive consideration is going on, but we really don't know. There are rumors all the time, but there's nothing of any substance that says, yes, we're going to go forward, or yes, we're going to go forward, but only if we do this. At the same time, there's no saying, well, no, we're not going to do it. That hasn't happened either.
You mentioned a price tag of $1.5 billion. How much of that would fall to the state?
The only part that is state cost is the garage, the underground garage that happens in the first phase. The rest of it is financed by private financing, going to the marketplace and, you know, by the private developers.
Some of the buildings at State Center were outdated already 10 years ago. Is there concern that in the interim some of government departments on the site might leave?
those of us who live in the neighborhoods think the worst case scenario is to have an empty 28 acres, you know, with buildings on it that are empty and not being used at all. It's bad enough that it's only used 5 days a week, 8 hours a day currently, but it would be worse if it was totally empty. Do we think that would happen? That's a real risk. There are about 3,000 state jobs that are there. The redevelopment would add jobs, would support those jobs, but then have the potential to add jobs. You know, the West Side in particular can make use of those jobs. You know, the construction jobs over the 10 or 15 years that it would be under construction, which already there's already a plan in place signed by the community leaders and the developer to have internships and training as well as jobs for the nearby residents. We'd love to see this happen.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, there's such a variety of neighborhoods around this state center, the mix of vacant row homes, public housing, Bolton Hill upscale residences, family-oriented Seton Hill neighborhood. Can one development project stitch these places together?
We believe it can be a center, a meeting spot, where these various neighborhoods will find the things that they need there. Those that need jobs, that don't have jobs, there are going to be jobs there. There's going to be jobs that remain because of the state employee situation, and there will be new jobs because of new offices, new retail, new shops. There will be a grocery that people will love that is it is on the edge of one of the food deserts in the city. It isn't exclusively a desert, but it is going west. There is a desert. And there's not the kind of food shopping that the city and the health department are all espousing at this point. We think that gathering people together and having them be able to interact with each other is healthy for all of the neighborhoods involved, as opposed to having the State Center campus be a block, an obstacle to folks wanting to meet.
And do you see it as having the potential to integrate West Baltimore to the downtown's commercial corridor?
Yes. If there's a reason to come there, we recently held a party, an event, a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night, and the bulk of people coming to the party to see what the State Center complex was all about and to participate in this food and drink and family fun event, people were streaming in from the West Side. You know, so they were looking for a place to go to. That's where most of the attendees came from, and they were from all of the surrounding neighborhoods. They had a strong interest in wanting to be part of this and in offering their support, signing up to get email documents about how they could be part of it, trying to send a message to those who are trying to figure out the decision going forward that there's a popular support for this. You know, there are other kinds of reasons to go for something, but we've got 12 neighborhoods and associations gathered together all behind a project. How many times do you find a development that even has one local community association behind it? We've got all of the surrounding neighborhood associations behind this project. You know, we're willing to see that the project, you know, gets massaged and, you know, it, you know, maybe changed a bit if it has to be, but having it redeveloped is our core goal, and we're all supportive of it being done.
Thanks for this update.
Thank you.
John Kyle is president of the State Center Neighborhood Alliance. He's a longtime Bolton Hill resident. We've got more information on our website, including images of the State Center, past and present, on WIPR.org/Maryland Morning. As you know, WIPR is in a sudden death pledge drive. As soon as we reach our goal, we're done. Nathan, what's up?